Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from Atlanta, Georgia, this is The Bright Side with Technisha.
A daily broadcast on real-life issues that will keep you motivated.
And now, here's your host, Technisha.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of The Bright Side with Technisha. Today is December 20th, 2014, and Merry Christmas from my family to yours, and I'm glad you're tuning in again. If you have not started on your Christmas shopping just yet, there's still plenty of time to get started. For instance, Kohl's will be open for 100 hours to the next day. That is their main goal, plus other stores, to really get that Christmas shopping done. So I hope you'll be able to find your gifts in enough time. If you go on to certain sites, they're doing free shipping as well, like Amazon.com, I think eBay. So if you have not took that time out to get it done, please do so. We only have 5 more days to go, and children are already out of school and getting on my last nerve. Of course, mine are. I don't know about yours. But anyhow, we know we got to get ready for that Christmas dinner and get ready for those family members that we're not really expecting and ones that we are expecting, what to do with those two. But anyhow, I have a wonderful show going on today. As usual, another wonderful show. I'm here with Miss Lori Lynn Smith, who is a passionate and authentic teacher who shares her real-life experiences with genuine integrity. Now, in her late 20s, she was fresh out of college. She turned to a corporate career to save the day. In her 30s, she discovered she was burnt out, a workaholic, perfectionist, many of us know that, control freak with no time for family, friends, or herself. Now in her 40s, life is brand new again, and here to teach you all about that brand newness to get yourself back together, teach you about self-esteem and transforming your life. I'm here with Lori Lynn Smith. Do call in at 347-426-3751, and the chat box will be opened up just for you. Lori, welcome. We're glad to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Lori, let's talk about this. How did you get into transforming your life?
Well, you know, it was one of those sort of bottom of the barrel kind of days. It's like winter time in the middle of Canada. It's 4:30 in the morning. I am literally sitting in my car, and I am just crying my eyes out. I'm like, I cannot do this anymore. I was literally and figuratively sick and tired, and I didn't have time. I was working so hard, and I burned myself out completely. And so that morning, just sitting in the car, I made a decision that I had to do something to change what was happening in my life. And of course, it was a big decision to make that, to decide that it was time to make that change. Of course, a change that big does take some time, and it takes small steps every single day to be able to make that transformation. So that was kind of the turning point for me. And from that point on, I really put a lot more emphasis on self-care, on personal development, on spiritual growth. It took a long time, but it was something that really, as I took those small little steps, that is when changes really started happening in my life. So it's big.
It sounds like, and that's hard for a lot of us to do. Many of us go through that day to day where we burden ourselves with all these different tasks because that's what we learned. Go to work, be successful, and you be burned out, but you're never actually happy. What are some steps that people can actually take to just transform their life, Lori?
Yeah, for sure. You know, and some of the big things are, we kind of get into this default pattern of, you know, we should do this, right? You know,
mm-hmm.
You go to school,
right,
you go to college,
right.
You get that job that everyone feels that you should be doing. But what are our core values? So I think it's the most important to start with what are our core values? What are those things that are really important to us? I think so often we're not even aware of what those things are. And so I kind of dug into that really deep to find out exactly what my core values were and how important they are to making decisions in your everyday life. Once you're kind of aware of what those core values are, then all of the changes that you're making mean something. They show you the direction that you need to be going. What is those things that are most important to your life? Now, sometimes they're family, sometimes they're career, and these things change as we get older, as things change and we evolve, and as our own personal growth changes, those core values that are the most important to us change as well.
Exactly, and we have to learn how to prioritize, which brings me to the next question. How do you prioritize the important things in your life?
Well, yeah, and finding those core values goes a long way into deciding how to prioritize. So once you have say, a list of 3 or 5 of those core values that are really important to you. It allows you to look at your life in a different way. It allows you to prioritize those things that are really important to you. So when I was going through that sort of that transformation in my life, prioritizing time with my family and making the job that I was working at an enjoyable place to be. So I needed to work, so let's make that the most enjoyable thing that I can, given my circumstances, right? So picking those things that are most important for you, and then not getting overwhelmed by, I have to do 10 different things. Because you don't.
Right.
You need to pick those 1 to 3 things. So maybe right now for you, your career is your most important thing. And that's okay. That's perfectly fine. You're aware of it. You know. You understand. Now you can focus on that so that you're not overwhelmed by, I need to do my career. I need to do my family. I need to do this and that. So it really helps you to get to be able to decide what those important things are and then move forward on those with clarity.
Exactly. I feel that personal growth is very valuable, and that's what I like to work on myself sometime over the weekends. I like to just pick up and read books, you know, just becoming one with yourself.
Totally, totally. Finding that time for, I call it extreme self-care, but really it's just finding time for yourself, whether that's quiet time, whether that's meditation, exercise, yoga, whatever that looks like for you, finding that quiet time where you can get inspired, where you can get energized, where you find that internal source of energy that's going to propel you towards your priorities, your goals, that your vision for the future. Very important.
It sure is. And the main important is to always take care of yourself, because if you burnt out, you can't really take care of nobody else.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're tired, you know.
Now, I mean, you know, that's why in the airplane they say put on your own oxygen mask first, right?
Right. Now, you know what I love about what you're doing is you're teaching people how to actually say no. And I have a bad habit of not saying that, especially with my job, and my coworkers usually get on me. TK,
yep.
You got to learn how to say no. You need to know.
Yep.
And sometimes I feel like you be offending people when you say no. But, you know, as I learned in my Toastmasters class from another lady, no is a complete sentence. No, it's okay to say no, and you don't have to have an explanation for it. So how important is it to learn to just say no?
Well, and that's the big thing, not feeling guilty about it and not apologizing for it.
Yes,
you know, that's why I feel that, you know, finding your core values is so important right off the bat, because then you can say,
right. You
can look at each decision, you can look at each action that you take, and you can say, does this align with my core values, yes or no? Do I actually want to do this, yes or no? And if you can answer yes to both of those questions or no to both of those questions, you have a very simple decision to make. It makes decision-making so much easier. But I mean, you totally touched on it. One, women especially, we're not used to saying no. We're used to taking care of everyone else. We're used to doing everything that we're asked to do because we're those kind of people. You know, it's just like built
right.
in our DNA, right? You know, to be that superwoman and to do everything. And we can't. We need to take care of ourselves. We need to put ourselves first. And learning how to say no is vitally important to this process. And I do think it takes practice because, you know, we're so used to just saying yes, even though we don't want to do it and we don't care and, you know, those kinds of things. And it takes practice. And sometimes it starts with, you know, do you want to go out for dinner tonight? No, I want to stay in and read a book. You know, sometimes it takes practice with those smaller, less important decisions to really build that no muscle and to get used to doing it. I mean, there is times in your life where you do need to do things that are, you know, maybe not the top of your list. But, for example, you know, you get your boss asks you to work late, and it's not the top of your list to do that, but the top of your core values and your priority list is making sure you take care of your family. So keeping that job and holding that responsibility is part of that process. So I think it allows you to make better decisions when you can say yes or no. There's so many things, really, that we do every day that we actually don't need to do. We take on ourselves without a real need to have to do them.
Exactly. We sure do. And one thing about enduring, and one thing about to me enduring that happiness, you have to know how to understand and navigate your life correctly. Because sometimes I think you can manage to have it all together, know what you actually want, but it's always something key that's still missing in your life.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. I think very often, we kind of live by default, right? We look at we feel that it should look like. You know, we kind of get caught up in that should, right? If we're successful, we have A, B, C, and D, right? But success doesn't look the same for everybody. You know, success for one person is working that 6 hours a day and having that really awesome, you know, loft apartment and really awesome car. Success for another person could be, you know, working 20 hours a week and going surfing on the weekends. You know, it's just so different for each person. We really can't get caught up in, I should be doing this.
Right. And I think that's why I'm glad to have you on, because you teach with this Transform Your Life. You teach all aspects of life, Lori. You tell us what we need to take out, what we should put in, you know, taking it day by day. And it goes back to the first point that you made about you can't do everything within so much time. You know, you only have limited time. Even if it's cleaning your house, if you have to just do 15 minutes of cleaning your room, then go ahead. You can't do it all in one day. And if you do, you might be you're going to be burnt out by the end of the day. Do a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's really important to really understand what you're using your time for. Because let's face it, we all have the same 24 hours in the day. But I think we don't realize what we're actually spending our time on. And then when it comes to prioritizing those really important tasks, we feel like, oh, I don't have time for this. But we really have no clue what we're spending our time on. Oh, the whole day's gone, and I never accomplished anything, right? So I think it's so important to actually know what you're spending time on. And I think it's a good idea to take 3 or 4 days, take your day timer, and actually go through and write what you're doing in 15-minute or half-hour increments. And to really get a clear picture of what's going on, like how long are you spending on your commute? How long are you spending watching TV? How long are you spending making dinner? You know, what are you spending your time on? And then you can go through, and that really allows you to prioritize so much better with you have such clarity about what's going on. You know, you're spending 4 hours a day watching TV, and then you're saying you don't have time to work on those things that are really important to you. So then you can look at it and say, so maybe if I cut back to 2 hours of TV, I could spend 30 minutes in meditation and still have 90 minutes to work on something that's really personally fulfilling for me.
Right. Now, let me take you back a little bit, because also by you being a teacher, you're a holistic lifestyle and business coach and a mentor. Now with holistic, that goes into spirituality and metaphysics.
Yes.
Can you embark a little bit on that, what it's like to discover those two?
Yeah, for sure. And I think so much for me, definitely the last 2 years, but I think really I've been on this journey the whole time, but the last 2 years has been kind of this, really this awakening for me, and really understanding how important spirituality is. And when I talk about spirituality, I mean whatever that looks like for you. So it could be regularly going to your church. It could be Bible study. It could be meditation. It could be Buddhism. Whatever that looks like for you, it doesn't really matter. But just how important it is to have that spiritual component in your life. So, I mean, think of it as a big wheel, right? And we have all of these areas of our life. We have our family. We have our work. We have all of these things that are pulling at our time. And if we don't put in that spirituality, it's like we have a flat tire and we can't create that balance and that smooth flow in our life if we're kind of limping along with a flat tire. So it's so, so important. And it doesn't really matter what is calling to you. It could be anything. But having that time that you spend pursuing your spirituality, studying, reading, it's so important.
Mm-hmm. Right, and you're right. It is different for everybody, and that's something you feel that you're part of something big when you're talking about spirituality. And it's as they would say, incredibly beautiful. And that, to me, that's spirituality.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It doesn't really matter what it is. It's just so important. I think. I believe that it really allows you to connect better to yourself and to that higher power, right? That, and you know, some people, I think more and more people are more comfortable talking about that, about adding that into their careers and their businesses. I think more and more people are feeling comfortable enough to talk about that, but for a long time that hasn't really been true. That was something that only happened on Sunday, or that only happened on the weekend, and it never really, it was almost like it was compartmentalized, right? Didn't happen during the week. It only happened, you know, after work or on the weekends. And I think more and more people are really understanding how important that is to incorporate into everyday life.
Right, and that's amazing. Spirituality is just, like we said, it's different for everybody, but ultimately it's about, I think, finding who we really are and what we are here for.
I love that
because, you know, when you think about our people, viewers and listeners, what comes to me was feeling like it's not about just being in the sunset. I can see what you're saying about that being spirituality, but it's just so simple, Laura. It is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is. It's very simple. Where you think, oh my God, spirituality, metaphysics. It has to be something that's like working at a job you don't want to work at, or at a business.
Nope.
So yeah, it is.
Yeah. It can be as simple as going outside, taking a walk in the park, and sitting under a tree. It doesn't have to be complicated, for sure.
Now, we did talk about a little bit of the task. Now, Laura, let's take it a step farther. How can you start, like, simplifying your task? I know I mentioned about maybe taking 15 minutes to do something and don't overdo it and burn yourself out, but what are other little simple steps you can start taking to simplify
those? That's an excellent one. That is an excellent one, and it's so important. I think there's two different things you can look at, too. There's your work and business, because those are different tasks, right? Your work and business, so whether it's career or small business, and then your home tasks. So let's talk about the work and business for a minute. So, again, as women, a lot of times, I think men do it too, but as women, we think we're the only ones good enough to do that particular job, right? So I think it's really important that we learn to start delegating. And it can be hard to hand off some tasks like that, but I think maybe we should just change our mindset and think about it more as growing other individuals around us, you know, allowing them to learn, allowing them to, you know, increase their skills. And I think that makes it a little easier for us to delegate. But there's certainly lots of, it depends on your job, obviously. It depends on your job and your career. But there's lots of times where you can delegate a task to a different person. Or when was the last time you looked at this task? And do you even need to do it, you know? So often we get caught, again, in that, oh, we've always done it this way, so we need to keep doing it. It might not be important anymore. Or the way you're doing it might not be efficient, you know? So look at each task and look at, do I actually need to be doing it? Can I give it to someone else? Does anyone need to be doing it? Is it a relevant task, you know, or... if it is an important task, how can we streamline it to make it easier for everyone? So I think that's, you know, I work a lot with small business owners or solopreneurs, and that comes up quite a bit, you know. They start doing something feeling like it's something, again, they should be doing, but, you know, in the long run, they've not tested, and it turns out it's not even relevant for them or their audience or anything like that. So it's really important to always be looking at those tasks. And then, again, prioritizing what's the most important thing that you need to be doing, right?
Right. Which you mentioned also with others about keeping a time journal. So what's the purpose of a time journal?
Well, it's really to identify exactly where you're spending the time. You know, if you look at, you know, what activities are using up your time, and are they activities that you can change, move, make more efficient, that kind of thing. So, I mean, there's certain activities you can't get around. You have to sleep. Okay, you have to sleep, you have to eat. There are certain activities. And if you work at a day job, very often you have a commute. So there's those tasks that you can't get away from. But how can you make those tasks easier, more streamlined, less stressful? So, for example, a commute. When I lived in the city and I commuted to work, I was commuting sometimes an hour to work every day. So there's so many things that you can include in that time to not only de-stress and energize your life, like as simple as reading an inspirational book or doing a meditation or, you know, using that time most effectively.
Right. And what we're going to do effectively, we're going to take a commercial break and we're going to come back with Lori Lynn Smith. We'll be talking about, ladies, to you especially, the things that are in your life that we need to empower more. And that'll be self-care and following your passions. And also, we want to talk about how you can create time for all of that in your life right now. But stay tuned. We'll be back with Lori Lynn Smith. So do not touch that dial.
There's only one station that will keep you happy. Blog Talk Radio. We're taking more of your calls at 347-426-3751. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this commercial break.
We're your pets, and this song's dedicated to those people who don't have health insurance yet.
Enroll, we say. We want you to be okay.
Health insurance is now affordable and covers prescriptions, hospitalizations, and preventive care. Visit GetCoveredAmerica.org to learn more.
And take care, people!
Brought to you by Get Covered America and the Ad Council.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back with Lori Lynn Smith, holistic lifestyle business coach and mentor. And she's teaching us how to actually just prioritize our task at hand so we don't get overwhelmed or burnt out. And ladies, I think this is a perfect topic for you because we always seem or always think that we work the hardest in men. So tell us about the two areas that you mostly work with women, Lori.
I love to work with women during this transformation. So often the people that I work with are those workaholic, burned out women who are just, they're literally at their bottom. They need that help to make that transformation. And it's not that the transformation is difficult, it's simple, but on the other side, it is hard because it's something we're not used to. It's something that takes our own personal power. And, you know, and often when we get to that burnout phase, you're right, we don't have that self-esteem that says we are worthwhile and that we deserve to have more. So I work with women that are going through that transformation. Very often that transformation takes women into a more heart-conscious, spiritually driven business of some kind. So a small business, whether it's a holistic practitioner or a small business that is very focused and very heart-centered. And so I also work with women as they're starting that business. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And also following your passions.
Oh, 100%. I think that's such an important part of it. You know, you really have to love what you're doing. You have to be able to you have to be able to find that joy and that personal satisfaction from what you're doing. Now, that doesn't always mean leaving a corporate job and starting a small business. Sometimes, it's almost 50-50. Lots of times there's people that can find that real personal satisfaction from their corporate career. And there's lots of times where that is something where you have a little bit more control of what you're doing on a day-to-day. It just depends on your circumstances. But I think the key point is finding that personal satisfaction. So not what that external world is telling you should look like when you're successful. It's mm-hmm. finding what internally is really driving you. Yeah.
Right. But, you know, in our society, I think self-care is misunderstood. Especially, it's inaccurate mostly and explains why many of us, especially women in particular, feel guilty about tending to our needs.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also, however, I just feel like self-care offers a slew of benefits, but there are a few myths about self-care. Lori, if you don't mind just going over those that some of us have misconceptions about.
Yeah, the first one definitely is that it's selfish. You know, so often we kind of get caught up in, you know, just how undeserving we are and how unworthy we are of, you know, spending time on ourselves and taking care of ourselves. So we often get caught up in that myth that it just makes me feel too selfish. But really the bottom line is, if we don't take care of ourselves, who's going to do it, right? We are
right.
responsible for taking care of ourselves, and it's so important.
Right, and there's nothing greater to offer the world than your inspiring world nurse self, as someone
yes.
has told me. Right.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And then one of the other ones is, my family's not going to understand. They don't understand. You know, and oftentimes when I hear women say this, I literally say to them, have you talked to them about this? You know, so often we kind of get caught up in what is happening in our head, right? And we have this perception of what we think, you know, our spouse or our family is, how they're going to react. But when was the last time you actually talked to your spouse about, you know, when I get home from work, I just need 10 minutes to decompress. I just need to put on my headphones and just rock out to some tunes for 5 or 10 minutes, and then I can switch gears and we can do family stuff. Like, that is not a difficult action to take, and I bet your spouse is going to be grateful that you took that time. So you're not snapping at everybody. You know, we have this thing going on, this internal dialogue that's going on in our head that really doesn't serve us very well in this kind of situation, right?
Right.
Yeah, and
exactly.
You know, you talk to your family about it. I was a single mom for a long time, so I would have this discussion with my kids. I'm like, okay, guys, I just need to have this little bit of time in my room by myself, quiet time. After that, we'll get supper, we'll, you know, do whatever. And it's difficult to get up the courage to ask. I'm not sure why, but, you know, it is. We find it hard to ask for that. But more often than not, it's going to be, sure, whatever. You know, they don't care. I think that's, you know, we get caught up in, oh, they're not gonna help us. They're not going to do this for us. And they really don't care most of the time.
What?
They're like, yeah, whatever.
I think we do that because we're always looking for an approval from someone. We don't
yeah.
want to step out, as
yeah.
I said before, like how when we want to say no, we feel
yeah.
guilty. But
yeah.
That's another myth, too. Self-care
mm-hmm.
is optional. It's not optional. As
that's
I said
right.
before, running yourself ragged can lead to unhealthy habits. Because
oh.
I mean, can't go unmet for too long. You can't go
yeah.
around just keep doing for everybody else and you looking messed up yourself. You can't
yep.
help others if your household not together. How can you clean someone else's household?
Yes, exactly. And I think the other thing, you know, and we talked about this a bit already, is that I don't have time. And that, I
right.
mean, and
yes.
most of us, that is true, because we have no idea of what we're spending time on. And the stuff that we're spending time on is not really that important when we look at what our core values are and what our vision for the future is. You know, that's when we can work on those simple tasks, whether it's a business task or whether it's a home task. You know, there's simple things that we can do to create that organization, physically actually decluttering. Like, how much stuff do you really need? And the more stuff you have, the more stuff you have to clean, you know? So it's making those kinds of decisions, prioritizing what's important to you. Do you want to spend a half an hour, an hour cleaning every single day? No. Then get rid of some of your stuff. Like, you know, it can be very simple, small steps once you decide to move in that direction.
Right. Exactly. And we have not forgot about the guys either, Lori.
No.
Self-care is not just feminine. It works both ways.
It's so true. Like, even for guys, you need to have that balance. You need to take care of yourself, whatever that looks like for you, whether it's going to the gym and working out, whether it's meditation, you know, simple things like eating properly, getting enough sleep. These are all very important self-care tasks that you need. I think guys often also get caught up into that, I need to provide for my family, you know, so I have to keep doing this. No matter what, I have to keep doing this. But the same thing happens. They reach burnout, they get sick, and they can't be, they can't fulfill that obligation that they feel that they have to have.
Right. Now, how do we as, I want to refer to men too, I don't want them thinking that we're forgetting about them. How do busy women and men just create all this self-time for themselves and just bog it all down into one, Lori? Just give us the most important step to do all this.
So the most important step only takes 10 to 15 minutes. And
yes,
you can do it first thing in the morning. This is what I always recommend to my clients. One, starting your day out properly in a good mindset is going to make your whole day so much better. This is why I recommend doing it in the morning. So as simple as setting that alarm clock 10 or 15 minutes earlier, getting up when it's quiet in the house and finding a little corner to be silent in. So it could be meditation, it could be guided meditation, it could literally be sitting in silence. When you allow for that silence, when you allow for that space, you really, really get to be able to get in touch and connect with that inner voice inside of yourself. And this little inner voice will tell you exactly what you need to do. It knows what needs to happen. It knows where you need to be going. So if you take that time, short, small little time, silence, you really can make a huge impact on the rest of your life.
That's what, and that's what it's all about, just being happy in your own comfort zone, not letting anyone take advantage of that so much. So, Lori, it's amazing, though. A lot of people, we take things for granted. We do. We don't look at it like this. But I find you to be a fabulous female. Even others have said that. What do you think makes you or any other woman out here fabulous?
Fabulous. You know, I really think it's about stepping into your personal power. So, I mean, we're not all the same. You know, maybe you're not on a radio show like us, you know.
Right.
That's not necessarily your path, but I think it's stepping into what your personal power is. I think it's connecting with your inner voice. It's connecting with that inner source of power that really leads you in the direction of your life. And when you are moving in that direction, when you're passionately and focused and you have that clarity and you're moving in that direction that's speaking to you from inside of yourself, you are going to be fabulous no matter what you're doing.
Exactly. I love the sound of that. And speaking of radio shows, you also have your own show as well.
Yep, I do. It's a Passion Diva Radio.
Oh, I love that. I do. I love it. Do you just stick particularly to just women issues, or you tie it in with men too?
I you know, I've actually had quite a few men guests on the show, and actually it adds I think you need to have that balance of feminine and masculine. I think everybody, men and women, need to really discover that balance of feminine and masculine in your life. So I have a wide range. So I actually have a lot of different topics, business topics, holistic lifestyle topics, and books. I love books. So we do a lot of book reviews and talk to a lot of authors. So that's a lot of fun.
And teaching people about this passion through your books, your website. We also know that, Lori, you are the founder and CEO of Sacred Earth Partners Training and Retreat Center. Explain what this is and what people can come to seek when they go there?
So sacredearthpartners.com is the website, and this is really my vision for the direction that I'm moving in, that I am 100% passionate about. So the online, the virtual version of it is really, it is training and programs and coaching for finding that passion, following that passion, and creating a business and life that surrounds, that's built on those passions. And then physically, we're actually working on an actual retreat center. So last summer, we bought some property, and we're working on building an actual retreat center where we'll have workshops and stuff like that. So that's going to be a lot of fun. That'll happen in the next couple of years. But, yeah, we're moving towards that, so that's a lot of fun. So we have both sides of it. And, yeah, it's moving in a really fun direction.
Oh, I'm so happy. I am. I'm happy for you, Lord, that things are actually working out and coming about for you. So what else do we have? What other projects do you have in store?
Oh, I have so many. It's awesome. So I do, like we were talking about, I do have the radio show, Passion Diva Radio, so that's really exciting. That's been going for over a year now. I have a new book coming out, Reflections of a Goddess. So that's a really exciting new book that's coming out. So Reflections of a Goddess, Sacred Ceremonies, Creative Journaling, Guided Meditations for Connecting to the Divine Within for Women, Business, and Thought Leaders. So I'm really excited about that. That's going to be coming out soon. So, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. You know, and we talked about self-care and just going with along with the self-care, women have to learn, not only just women, but, man, you got to learn how to just love yourself, even looking at mirror and praise yourself. You know, we suffer from so much. We look at our skin, the way our nose might not look right, our hair might not look good enough. And we go through all this, and that can take away from your self-esteem as much. But I think a lot of times the beauty industry has really gotten out of control, Laura, if you ask me. And I think it's the worst when it comes to our hype on our women, on just looking good or our man feeling confident enough.
Yep. No, I totally agree. I think it's really important to – that's why I feel it's so important to have that spiritual aspect and to have that connection with our internal power, because that internal power, as we get more comfortable with it, as we connect with it more fully, that just radiates from the inside out, and it just gives us this whole different vibe. It gives us this whole different projection of who we are that really has no bearing on what we look like, how much we weigh, you know, anything like that. It's just this feeling, this overwhelming feeling that radiates from us that people can really connect to.
I know. It would be so easy if we could just tell the beauty industry to stop making advertisements and take all the magazines off the shelf, but we know that's not going to ever happen. I mean, I think this goes back as far as paleo at. Paleolithic times. I mean, it's not even a woman's issue or a man's issue. It's a human nature issue that we have now. You know, everybody has, they're caught up on their look, but I guess I want to ask this too, Laura. How much do you think of a woman's happiness is based on her appearance?
You know, I think that too much is based on our appearance. Not that I think that we shouldn't be taking care of ourselves. I think we should be taking care of ourselves. And we should do what feels right for us. Like, it's so important to get a good night's sleep, to eat properly, to exercise, to, you know, find something that allows you to manage your stress. Those are so important things. But it's not focused on, you know, Is my hair too gray? Is my booty too big? You know, it's not those things. It's those internal things. So, yes, take care of yourself. Wear makeup if you love to wear makeup. Dye your hair if you love to dye your hair. But do it because it enhances what you are already putting out in the world, not because you feel like you have to do it for people to love you.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more with that. You know, what really keeps you inspired, though, Lori? Because it sounds so simple just listening to you. What keeps you going?
Well, I like to think it's simple, but sometimes it is hard. Like, there's definitely, I have good days and I have bad days, that's for sure. The thing that really keeps me going is, one, being able to teach and mentor. I love to be able to do that. I love to see the change that other people go through and see the transformation that is happening in other people's lives. Like, to me, that is truly amazing to be able to watch that and to see, just be inspired by the changes that people are going through. The other thing is, every day I get to follow my passion, and it's something, I mean, some days are hard, like some days is a lot of work, you know, but ultimately I just look forward to that vision that I have for the direction that Sacred Earth Partners is going, and I'm committed to seeing that fulfilled. So that inspires me and motivates me to keep going.
Hey, I think that's the best way to go, especially if you want to be a winner out here in life, you want to feel more healthier, wealthier, and all together happier. If you just learn that glory and just giving up what really brings us down, that's basically the whole concept. We have to let go of all that negativity in our lives if we want to transform into this beautiful thing that's called spirituality and know more about it. And I think this was great to have you on, Lori, because we're going into the new year. This will be a great New Year's resolution for some who want to do resolutions to just transform over your life, to become a better person. It takes baby steps. No one's saying that you're going to be able to do it overnight and, oh, I'm going to be just like Lori. No.
It takes time. It takes time.
Right. Because people ask me, they say, oh, you always seem so happy. Yeah, but it takes time. Every once in a while, I get my fears blown. But, hey, you know, we're all human. We're learning every day. No one's perfect. Any last tips that you want to give the listeners, Lori, and where they can find you at again?
Definitely a morning ritual where you're spending time in silence. Number one tip, if you remember nothing else from the show, that's the one thing that I want you to remember. And you can connect with me at sacredearthpartners.com.
Lori, thank you. It was a pleasure having you on. Happy holidays to you and your family. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. God bless you. And before I leave you, my listeners, family, and friends, the truth of the day from Mary Ellen is to participate in chance conversations, to open yourself up to new opportunities, become free with your ideas, and eagerly share your thoughts with the people you care about. Discover how easy it is to open a conversation through having an outgoing mood. This new level of honesty will begin to develop a deeper level of closeness. Sharing of ideas and emotions will serve to unite you to others with similar experiences. You must share your thoughts and feelings with the people in your life in order to create a level of intimacy. And to me, see. Today, allow yourself to enjoy a long conversation with those you care about. Enjoy the day and have lots of fun this weekend by communicating with your friends and family. And remember, intimacy is in to see me. That's exactly what intimacy see me. And happy holidays from my family to yours, and happy New Year's. God bless all of you.
Thank you for tuning in to The Bright Side with Tanisha.
Come back daily from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.
God bless.